This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
To tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in Him a friend so strong and true. I will tell you how it changed my life completely. He did something no other friend could do. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in Him a friend so strong and true, I will tell you how it changed my life completely. He did something no other friend could do. No one ever can. Like Jesus, and there is no friend so kind as He. No one else could take my sins and darkness from me. Oh, I must be careful. Oh, no one ever cared for me like Jesus, and there is no friend so kind as He. No one else could take my sins and darkness from me. Oh, I must be cursed for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me, and my heart was full of misery and woe. But Jesus placed His strong and loving arms around me, and He led me in a way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like You. As He, no one else could take my sins and darkness from me. Oh, I must be cared for me. Like Jesus, and there is no friend so kind as He. No one else could take my sins and darkness from me. Oh, I must be cared. And He is love. He is love. Father, we give you the praise because you are Lord. Breathe upon this service today. Establish your lordship over the hardship of someone here today. Establish your lordship over the wickedness of the enemy here today. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, take your seat if you can.
I did not know, Lord, that you love me so much. I did not know, Lord, that you loved me so much. Lord, your gift of grace cannot be bought with silver or with gold. I am so grateful that you love me so much. I did not know, Lord, that you love me so much. I did not know, Lord, that you love me so much. Lord, your gift of grace cannot be bought with silver or with gold. So grateful that you love me so much. I am so grateful for your love for me. I am so grateful for your love for me.
Because I know your love for me is real. I am so grateful for your love
for me. Lord, your gift of grace.
Welcome everyone here today. In case you are in doubt of his love, that word in that song expressed to you his love. This morning, we are looking at the second part of hope and
patience, hope, and patience. Our objective is to find the synergy between hope and patience. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. The Bible said, remembering without ceasing your walk of faith and then labor of love and then patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. Patience of hope. The foundation of hope is completed by the virtue of patience. Hope plus patience is the guarantee of desired outcome. Is there something you are hoping for? That thing that is hoped for comes to maturity when hope meets patience. Romans chapter 8, verse 25. It said, but if we hope for what we see not, then with patience we wait for it. If there is something you are trusting God for, hoping for, that you haven't seen, it is through patience that you can see it. The meaning of that is, impatience will lead to the frustration of expectation. Impatience. There are many people who have not seen what God wants them to see in life because they were not patient to see it. What is the import and the impact of patience? I gave 4 in the last service. I'll give another 4 in this service. Number 1, patience is the vehicle for the completion of the race of life. Patience is the vehicle for the completion of the race of life. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. He said, let us, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race. Run with patience the race. Every race requires patience to finish. Every race requires patience to be run. Whatever you are going after, it is patience that causes you to reach it. You hit targets in life by patience. We hit marks in life by patience, pertinacity, tenacity, endurance. As this very fat girl who just testified now has decided to join the soldier, one of the things she must learn is endurance. That is running when your leg is saying, I can't carry you anymore. Patience. Every destination is reachable if patience is available. Every destination on earth is reachable. Every expectation is achievable if patience is available. Anything you are trusting God for is possible with patience. Reading medicine required so much patience. I don't know of what it is now, but you are in school from January to December, January to December, January to December for 6 years. When people were talking of long vacation, you didn't know what they call long vac. 3 months long vac, that doesn't apply to you. If that destination is meaningful, patience is a capital requirement. If it is a meaningful destination, what is the import of patience? Number two, patience facilitates the inheritance of promises. The inheritance of divine promises. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. That you be not slothful, but be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Through faith and patience, they inherited their promises. Hebrews 10:36. For you have need of patience. You are in need of patience. That after you have done the will of God, after you have done everything you need to do, you might receive the promise. Patience. God spoke to Noah about a flood that was coming. Noah was 500 years old when God told him a flood was coming and he should prepare the ark. The flood came in the year 600th year of Noah's life, 100 years gap. People may have mocked at him. You say God said rain will fall. You say God said this will happen. They may have mocked at him, but he held on. I will make you a father of nations. When Abraham was the father of nothing, that promise lasted 25 years before it came to pass.
It will happen. It must happen. What the Father said. It must happen. It must happen. It shall happen. What my Father said. It must happen. Though it tarry, you can wait.
You can wait for that vision. Though it tarry, you can wait, for it must surely come to pass.
Though it tarry, you can wait. You can wait for that vision.
Though it tarry, you can wait. It will surely come to pass.
Whatever is that vision? Though it tarry, you can wait. You can wait for that vision. Though it tarry, you can wait.
It will surely come to pass.
Though it tarry, you can wait. It must surely come to pass. Though it tarry, you can wait.
It must surely come to pass.
That is a spontaneous prophetic song for somebody here. And the devil said, do something else. God is wasting your time. Though it tarry, you can wait. You can wait for that vision. Though it tarry, you can wait.
It must surely come to pass.
Though it tarry, you can wait. You can wait for that vision.
Though it tarry, you can wait. It must surely come to pass. Though it tarry, you can wait. You can wait for that vision. Though it tarry, you can wait. It must surely come to pass.
Every devil who say you cannot marry this year, or you cannot marry at all in life, in this season they shall be buried. Every altar of your father's house that is fighting God's plan for you, in this season they shall be set on fire. Though it tarry, you can wait. You can wait for that vision. Though it tarry, you can wait.
It must surely come to pass.
Is that word for somebody? Though it tarry, you can wait. You can wait for that vision. Though it tarry, you can wait.
It must surely come to pass.
Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. It must surely come to pass. Is there somebody who believes that whether the devil likes it or not, help that lady there. You believe it must surely come to pass? Give him the loudest shout of victory. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Take your seat. Shakoba gadaga lagaya gadaga ya gadaga lagaga gadaga. Must surely come to pass. And so vision facilitates, or patience facilitates, the inheritance of divine promises. Number three, patience facilitates connection to the expected end. We said that in some form earlier on. It facilitates your connection to the expected end. James chapter 5, verse 11. The Bible said, behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job, and you have seen the end. You saw the end. You saw the end. Patience will definitely guarantee the expected end. Guarantee the expected end. You saw the patience of Job, and you saw the end of the Lord, how the Lord ended with him. Patience takes you right to the expected end. Patience, meaning is, patience assists in the realization of desired outcome. The realization of desired outcome. Finally, number four, patience assists connection. Assists connection with the mercy of God. You wait until God said, it's enough. It assists connection with the mercy of God. James chapter 5, verse 11 still. He said, you have seen the end of the Lord. You saw the patience of Job. You saw the end. And you saw that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Very pitiful and of tender mercy. God is not heartless. In fact, the definition of God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. God is love. Love, mercy is the character of God. And I am here to announce to somebody, you will not be ashamed of your hope. That amen is not good enough. If you are a believer, shout the loudest amen. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, I shall not be ashamed. I cannot be ashamed of my hope. Of my hope. You see what Psalm 119 verse 117 said? Psalm 119 verse 117. He said, hold thou me up and I shall be safe. And I will have respect unto thy statutes. Continually, verse 116. Uphold me according to your word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. That is, you cannot allow me to hope in you until people say, what has God done now? What has your going to church done for you now? What has your carrying Bible done for you now? You know? 34 years ago, a man sat down in a meeting, like a caucus meeting. And he said, that one carry Bible, that one carry Bible, that one carry Bible. He called my local name, the name that I grew up with. Idoko, he has carried Bible, 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 Bible. What has he produced now? 34 years ago. That man is alive today. He has seen what it has produced. I have assisted him not once, not twice. The other day I was driving out of here. I saw him driving in, looking for one help or the other. He carried Bible, he carried Bible. What? Then, 1986. God will never allow you to be ashamed of your hope. He won't. He is too merciful to allow the wicked mock at you. Every mockery that comes on you comes on God. Every shame that comes on you comes on God. I announce to someone here, I decree upon someone here, you shall not be ashamed of your hope. If you are saying amen, say it louder. Amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudness. Amen.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
Don't ever forget, those who wait on God don't waste in life. Those who wait on God don't waste in life. You can't be waiting on God and be wasting in life. Today we have had diverse testimonies of divine encounters. Everyone here today who requires an encounter for a change of your story, I prophesy that encounter is released in the course of this service and in the course of this season.
In the name of Jesus, let me not be ashamed of my hope. You will not be ashamed. Patience assists connection with the mercy of God. Having said all of that, what is patience all about?
I defined it in four ways in the last service, and I will not go into that now because of time. I'll give you another four definitions. Number one, patience is the capacity to handle seeming delay without despair. There seems to be a delay. It appearing like something is delaying. The capacity to handle seeming delay without despair is called patience.
Job was delayed. He said, but I will wait. My change must come. Job 14:14. What is patience? Two, it is the determination to see the challenge give way for the change. The determination to see the challenge give way for the change. If there is a challenge around your life, you are just determined that you will see this challenge give way for the change. I will wait until my change comes.
We heard testimony in the first service. Young lady aged 40. No man ever said, how are you, or anything like relationship, nothing. Until her mother called her from America and said, I watched Dunamis from here. He said, anywhere you are now, locate Dunamis. She said something, I don't need to repeat what she said. She located Dunamis from one end of town, Ogun State. That place is in Ogun State. She traveled all the way to Bagada Church. Encountered the Word. They had an encounter in the night where she saw me cleaning her face, wiping it off. What the devil placed on her face for no man to say, how are you, was wiped off. She woke up and her problem became, who do I choose among all the men coming? They didn't know she existed before. All of a sudden, they are asking themselves, where has this girl been all this while? Long story made short, she was here with her wedding ring. She's wedded and married and settled. One encounter. Small boy, little boy, how many years old? 3-4 years old. Crippled with polio. Failure to thrive as well. Can't walk, can't stand. Suddenly saw our television, on Dunamis television, keep holding on and keep holding on. And pastor is moving his leg. And according to somebody with his junior brother, both moving their legs. And a little boy decided, I will also move my leg. He joined them in the dance. Polio died, paralysis died, lameness died, crippling condition died. Failure to thrive died. Are you just looking like that? All that happened in the first service testimony today, I announce to you, whatever be the challenge around your life today, it shall give way for your change. It shall give way for your change. Say the loudest amen.
Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Mashakoko bagada galagayaga. You see, the challenge give way for the change. What is patience all about? Three, it is the refusal to give up halfway in the pursuit of divine agenda. The refusal to give up halfway in the pursuit of, call it God-ordained agenda, whatever it is. I will never, never stop my journey halfway, halfway until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. I will never, never stop my journey halfway, halfway until. And if that home is your goal, and if there is any other goal, until I reach my goal, until I reach my goal, I will never, 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 never stop my journey halfway, halfway, until. I'm not stopping halfway, I'm not stopping halfway, I'm not stopping halfway, I'm not stopping halfway. If God planted you here, please remain. If your testimonies have not come, don't let anything shift you. If God has shown you that this is your place, if he has shown you. I saw a man here. He has been in this church for almost 20 years, trusting God for fruit of the womb for 22 years thereabout. God gave them twins at once when their patience overwhelmed the wickedness of the devil. I saw you. I'm asking you to stay. If this is your place, if this is not your place, find your place. But if this is, stay. You know why? I saw a young man the other day. He was at the meeting that started the church. Not the 10th November meeting. We had three meetings in town from June of 1996 and had the second one, and then the third one started the church. First one was in Agora Hotel, second was in Agora. This guy was in those meetings, was involved, stepped with us in the church. You are talking of 24 years ago. And then he stepped off, roamed here, and roamed there. When I saw him a few days ago, what are you doing now? Nothing. Where are you? Nowhere. This guy is a bundle of world-class talent. Talent. Raw. I said, are you married yet? He said, no. Now, he was saying no as if, why am I asking him whether he's married now? He said, something like, is he not young enough? I looked at him. I said, I married at age 26. When I came into, I was 2 months to 26 when I married. When I came into Abuja, we came into Abuja to start church, I was 28. He opened his eyes. So, really? Okay. Which means I am trying to rescue him from 24 years of wandering, placelessness. Your destiny will not be wasted. Your destiny, I've just asked him to go and identify some things to assist him set up financially. Your destiny will not be wasted.
Lift up your hands, say, in the name of Jesus, my destiny cannot be wasted. In the name of Jesus, my destiny cannot be wasted. In the name of Jesus.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The refusal to give up halfway. And finally, it is the possession of staying power. You are just there. I will wait. The possession of staying power. There is no patience without perseverance. There is no patience without endurance. There is no patience without determination. Just you are just there. You are just there. The possession of staying power. This is my counsel to you today as we round off in this service. First, charge up your patience with your God-given picture of the expected end. Charge it up. Charge up your patience. What do you expect of your life? How do you see yourself, your life turning out? He said to Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, before I formed you, I knew you. And before you came, I sanctified and ordained you. I already planned your life before you arrived. And that was why he said, I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil. I don't have bad plans for you. So what do you think God has in mind concerning your life? See it ahead. See it coming. See it. Charge your hope. Charge your patience with your picture, your God-given picture of how your life is going to turn out. It doesn't matter the realities on ground. Whose report will you believe? Finally, number two, charge up your patience with scriptural light. An insight out of the Bible. When you read the stories of others, how they waited on God and God changed their stories, you charge up your patience. Romans chapter 15 verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime, we are written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of scriptures might have hope. Scriptures bring comfort and scriptures teach us patience. Without any doubt, I am aware that the end of somebody's waiting has just arrived. That amen can be better. The Lord is showing me that somebody is at the verge of giving up. Don't give up. You are just about to give up, too close to your miracle, too close to your expectation, too close to your results, too close to your desires. Is somebody here? Stand on your feet with a louder shout of amen. A louder shout of amen. What a mighty God we serve. Remain standing. Did I tell you the story of one of our sisters, five children, husband pushed her out with five children. All manner of accusations pushed her out. When husband pushes a person out of her father's house, out of the husband's house, where does she go? Father's house. She went to father's house. Father's wife pushed her out. You know the terribleness of polygamy? One of the greatest evils on earth is the evil of polygamy. Two wives, three wives, four wives, five wives, six wives, 10 wives. Some among them are witches. Some are some are occult. Some among them are marine spirits. All manner. It's a multitude. Wicked agenda. Attempt to render this one's children useless so that this one children. Somebody in one such setting, one woman prepared food for the child of her rival. Delicate food with jazz. And then the man looked at the food and, what kind of sudden love is this today? And he I'm not sure. So the child of that same person who brought the food just passed by. Say, ah, there is good food here. Can you taste it? And that guy consumed everything. That was how it returned back to sender. Practical back to sender. Practical back to sender. The eater of the food is a placeless vagabond today. Practical back to sender. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? So they drove this woman with her five children from her own father's house. Father's house, meanwhile, was a rented house. She left inside the rain. Handled her five children. Suddenly, Jehovah visited. This local, ignorant, almost illiterate woman started commanding millions. Millions, millions, millions. Became an importer in this commission. All these things happened before she came, but God changed her life. Millions. You know what she did? They pushed her father out of the house they pushed her out of because the father couldn't pay house rent. She went and bought the house and gave it to the man who pushed her out. She bought the house to show the devil that the stones that the builders reject can become the head of the corner. The stones the builders rejected. Beware how you treat people. God is permanently attracted to the rejected. Permanently. I have seen it. Permanently attracted, attached to the rejected. If you want God to favor anybody, hate them, begin to hate them, gang up against them, conspire against them, you will be shocked. Did you hear what I said? If you want God to favor anybody, just gang up, hate them, conspire against them. Just group against one person. Then you will receive the shock of your life. You won't know where to throw your face when God is through with them. I'm talking practically. She bought the house, gave it to her father, trained her children. This one is a doctor. This one is a lawyer. This one is this one. Husband returned after almost 20 years. If not you, Uncle. Millionaire wife. Somebody say, I will collect him back. You are the one now rejecting him. I won't marry him. I won't marry him. I will return his dowry. Husband return. He returned. I saw husband and saw herself, the two of them. Husband return. Godly woman she is. Am I communicating at all? Please face your front. Don't lose hope. God day. Hey! Look at your neighbor around you. Say, face your front. Don't lose hope. God day.
today. Look at somebody else and say, face your front. Don't give up. God day. Lift up your two hands and let's appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Appreciate him for his word to you this morning. Honor him, adore him. Mahashaka da galaga yaga da galaga yada yada. La parata seke de galaya da badayo hoseke da galaya la hashta. La yada mone pereteke zene managalaya da hashata. La peranagaste le mano hasoparadis. Asoparadis ke ferenime nagalagadaso. Rapata ke seke de gelida baranasta. La te freto siga la meta frata gazagadaya. Le ke sikurane ke palanagayatiso. Ke palayagana sitalo manarata yadagaga. Le te ferete soperenege yalala hasha. Lift your voice and speak to God. Lift your voice and speak to God. Honor him, adore him, worship him. Glorify the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. The I am that I am, the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon. Appreciate the God who was and is to come. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands everywhere you are and say, Father, can we take that song? My eyes are upon you. Lord, all of my hope is in you. I cannot fear what the future holds. Lift your hands. From the first verse. Masha toko bada gala gala. Everybody sing. I am standing firm on your word, for your word is solid ground. For you made the heaven. By the power of His word, I am standing firm on your word. For your word is solid ground. By the power, sing my eyes are upon you, Lord, Lord, I love my hope is in you. Sing my eyes are upon you, Lord, I love my hope is in you. I cannot fear, Lord.
For you hold the future in your hands.
I cannot fear what the future holds.
I cannot fear what the future holds. For you hold the future in your hands.
Sing my eyes
are upon you, Lord of my heart.
Lord, second verse. You're my refuge.
You're my refuge in time of need. You're the rock of my salvation. I have put my
future. I have put my trust. My trust in you, Lord. For I know.
Express it to God now. I cannot be afraid of tomorrow. I cannot be afraid of the future. Masha koda la barana galaya. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship, the supremacy, the dominion, the rule, the sovereignty. Thank you because you are God. In you we live and move and have our being. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. I want to give an opportunity right now. The only person that does not have hope is the person that does not have Jesus. Wherever you are, you want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want your sins forgiven. You want an addiction broken. You want rededication back to God. Your spiritual life is down and you want to hand over back your life to God. You quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and come forward. You take the third verse of that song, and then you quickly rush forward here, pick your Bibles and back. The rest of us, take your seat 1 minute, and please, I have one or two things to say that I'd like you to be part of before we go. Quickly come forward. I give you the count of 7-1. Coming to those who wait on three.
I will trust you until the end.
Four.
For you are too faithful to fail.
You are there and I am
there. I am a God.
All you want
three.
You are
four, five, six, and seven.
See
my eyes, my eyes. your chest, those of you who are out there, and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. I go forever. Backward never. Help me, Lord, to live for you, to do your will. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you. I declare that hold of the enemy broken off your life and grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Our officers will soon go with you. Hold on 1 minute. Can we all stretch our hands in front of us as I prophesy upon your hands and I declare your harvest shall look for you from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I decree that systems are put under pressure. They shall lose their sleep, their peace, and their rest until all that is yours enters your hands. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Go ahead, pick up your offerings, tithes, pledges, and let's honor God. While we do that, you get your impartation materials ready. And also, we are rounding off with the month of hope by this Wednesday. Some of the last series of messages will be coming out. Sunday is the pre-2020 Kingdom Power and Glory World Conference Convention service. Give the Lord a praise. There shall be pre-convention encounters and pre-convention manifestations in two services. Invite your friends and loved ones, and the week following, of course, will be the convention. Tuesday morning, 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. is healing service. Now, the convention expectation slip is available. Pick it up, and God bless you as you fill them up and use it to invite your friends for this convention. For everyone here today who is not yet following Dunamis, Pastor Paul and Enche, or Becky and Enche, or Dunamis Church as a whole on social media, kindly do so. You like our pages, like the pages, share the pages, and then also subscribe to our YouTube channel, because every single week we have new messages coming. Don't just listen to what God is releasing here only on Sundays. Throughout the week, messages are coming, instructions are coming, so that you can be part of the messages and part of the instructions coming weekly. And the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Our aggressive evangelism and church planting drive is on. I want everyone to make up your mind to be a part of this drive. You cannot build a church or give a property or whatever it is. You can make your resources contribution on a monthly basis. For the next 12 months, we are invading the nation, invading the cities, invading the towns, invading the villages, rural areas in Nigeria with planted churches that will disciple people and be centers of soul winning and evangelism as we see the end of the age approaching. Please ensure that you are part of this drive so that God can beautify and enhance your life. In addition to that, every time you see anything going on, you can make up your mind to be part of it. A woman said, she heard that the children's church construction will soon start. Oh, this is our contribution in six zeros towards she has made up her mind to give in six zeros, actually waiting for the church account now for that to happen. You see, we have how many carriage now? Not dual carriage, but triple carriage, three on one side, three on another side, coming into here, street light in the middle of it, beautiful, just very, very beautiful, coming in here so that you can drive as a dignity on a highly dignified road. Somebody say aloud, amen. When you see such things happen all around these premises and you want to be a part of it, you don't wait for any special announcement. I want to be part of this that is going on. I want to be part of ongoing projects at the Lord's Garden, or part of perfection projects within even this sanctuary. Because for a facility like this, maintenance on a monthly basis is in many, many, many zeros. Monthly. Maintenance at times can build a structure. That is maintenance of a facility as small as this. Hallelujah. And so just be part of what is going on generally, and God will beautify your life in Jesus' precious name.
Somebody shout the loudest amen. And of course, the home church is holding next Saturday at the closest location to you. It is a platform that God has created for himself and for the church, his people, as an ark of safety, where you can run to when you are challenged, where you can ask for agreement prayer, and so on and so forth. The home church desk is right outside there, and you can find out which home church, which location is near you, and if there is no location near you, your place can be the nearest location. In addition to that, you want to make your home available as a home church location. Since the pandemic, we hear that many people, many hosts have not yet opened their homes. If we can open the church, what is the challenge with opening the home? God is the one who protects us. Am I communicating? America and all the European countries with their sophisticated Medicare. You see the kind of ravages going on in all those places. And see how God is driving fly for the cow that has no tail. See Africa. If the pandemic has reached here, the way it's ravaging there, how will the survivor be here? Where are the hospitals? Where are the isolation centers? They are talking of hundreds of thousands of deaths. And God has helped us so far. Trust God to help you. Trust God to help your family. As the church is open, let the church in your house be also open. People can maintain the protocol, the guidelines, if that is the challenge. But let the church in the house be open and let God help us to go aggressively. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. We're meant to do a home church event today, but it's rescheduled. After I communicate with our people after this to let them know, and then we'll let you know when the next schedule will happen. Hallelujah. Is somebody blessed today? All right. Stand up on your feet with your the offerings. Lift the offerings up now. Father, multiply the harvest of the givers and let the hands lifted never drop to beg in Jesus' name. Go ahead, pass the offerings sharply.
We are saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jehovah, thank you. Everybody say thank you. Jesus, thank you. And thank you, Lord. We are saying thank you.
Pass up your offering.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Baba. Hey, we are saying thank you.
We are saying
thank you. For your goodness and mercy, thank you.
Everybody say
thank you, Baba. Oh, Lord, we are saying thank you.
We are saying thank you.
Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you.
Everybody say
thank you. Jesus, thank you. Thank you.
We are saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody say
thank you. Jesus, thank you.
Sing it one more time. Shout of praise and stand up on your feet with the loudest shout of victory. Lift up your materials for impartation and receive. And if you don't have a material in your hand, you lift up your hand, your bare hand. Shut up.
Read upon me, bread of God. Read upon me, Spirit of the Lord, as I lift my hands in surrender to your will. Most high, I'm yielded to your Spirit, walking in your love.
my Jesus, I adore your holy name. Lord, anoint me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary. Lord, anoint me, Lord, anoint to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. I speak by the authority of the God who spoke to the sky and the birds populated the air, spoke to the waters and the fishes populated the waters. By the authority of that God, I speak to the materials in your hand, desired expectations for these materials are realized in the name of Jesus. A child was born in this church here on Tuesday morning. Very miraculous birth. God showed it to me in a vision before that service, that same day, before I came in for service. And that child was born right in the church. Born with the hand coming out with cord round the neck twice. It was a miracle birth, because that is an emergency for any doctor. The nurse pushed the hand back. By God's mercy, the child came with the head delivered in safety. And the Lord showed me. And that day is the exact anniversary of Dunamis Church, 10th November. This church started 10th November, 1996. I decree today. He said it's a season of fruitfulness, a season of multiplication, a season of enlargement, a season of increase. I prophesy that realize in your life, in the name of Jesus. Right now, every negative satanic cycle, cycles of insanity, everything that happens in a cycle around this time in your life, around this time in your family, around this time in your community, I decree the cycle is broken. Every enemy agenda targeted at your depression or sadness, today it is broken. The power of migraine in every form of headache, in every form of hypertension, in every form of diabetes, the power of it is broken right now. Spiritual wife and spiritual husband and spiritual children and serpentine spirit and familiar spirits and all forms of water demons, I declare them ejected out of your life now.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.